Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's The Nexus. That's the first song on the Innocent Age album, a double album. It's 30 years old, and it's absolutely, I promise you, if you haven't heard it before, it will knock your socks off after 30 years. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Check it out when you get a chance. Innocent Age album. Welcome back, and we're glad to have continue our visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Karen is the president and founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, talk to us about the SBE Council.
Oh, you bet, Jim. We have been around now for about 18 years. We are a nonprofit advocacy research training organization. We have over 100,000 members, and we really are a small business advocate. We
pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen and the SBE Council.
Well, thanks, Jim. And we obviously there's a lot going on impacting small business. So I would encourage people to visit our website, sbecouncil.org, sign up for our e-news and see what we do. To be your voice.
Also, in this election year,
in this election year,
go and look at their scorecard for how your member of Congress voted with regard to small business issues. They've got it lined up. They give them a score. So I spoke to my member of Congress once about his score, and it wasn't very good. And the next time around, it had gone up 20 points. And so,
well, that's good.
He didn't. You know what? He honestly didn't realize that his score was that bad on small business. And I really do believe that by saying something to him, it made him pay more attention.
Oh, absolutely,
folks.
Even if you want to
vote for them, if they don't have a good record, even if you want to vote for them, tell them, say, look, you know, I'm going to vote for you, but you're going to have to do better on small business. Speaking of which, Karen, one of your members is testifying before Congress this week. Talk to us about what he's going to say.
Well, yeah, the House Small Business Committee at large, Chairman Sam Graves, is hosting a hearing today at 1 o'clock on the state of job creation in American small business. And he'll have a couple of scholars and experts on the panel. And also, he's invited one of our members, Mike Frederick. He is the president of NCM Composites, located in Wisconsin. He's a small manufacturer, you know, to talk about how his business is doing in the current economy, you know, what his major concerns are. He's going to talk a lot about, you know, the issues that we just talked about, Jim, but mm-hmm. also about spending, the level of debt, how that's an anchor, you know, around the neck of our economy and America's future prosperity and entrepreneurship. He will talk about health care, some of the Fed policies. He's concerned about, you know, the Fed and the potential impact on inflation in the future. Dodd-Frank, he'll mm-hmm. talk a lot about his relationship with his community banker,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what that means from access to capital and cost of capital and the loan environment. And, regulation, you know, Jim, all the things that, you know, you talk about on your show and that we've
yep.
talked about over the past year in terms of, you know, what is creating this sense of uncertainty and this poor outlook for small businesses. Not that he's like, oh, poor me. This is a guy that works hard, as all small business owners do. They're surviving, some thriving despite the policy environment.
Yep.
But
yep.
there's a lot of things they know that they don't have control over, and that's what concerns them. And it's policies at the federal level, but also some at the state level. So that's going to be a very interesting hearing. And,
well, is that going to be on C-SPAN, or will that be anywhere?
No, I'm not quite sure. You know, they just sort of show up at the last minute.
Boy, I'd love to be able to watch that.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to have Mike's testimony posted on our website, sbecouncil.org. You could find that.
Well, I'd love to see that.
In What's New. And I'm almost sure that the House Small Business Committee will do some videotaping of that and maybe have excerpts of it on their website. And
well,
we'll share that through our e-news on our website.
So,
people go to Facebook.
Folks, go to,
like us on Facebook. Please.
Yeah, go to sbecouncil.org and sign up for their e-blast, their e-newsletter, like mine, and you'll be able to get this information. And I promise you, you will not regret being associated with Karen and her organization. Ray Keating, as you know, is their chief economist. He's on the show all the time. Karen, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
Oh, Jim, I would just say it's going to be a very interesting year this year.
Who does SBE counsel?
We're going to get caught up in a lot of the politics, but we're going to continue to fight here for small business. We still think we have a window to get some things done. I would encourage business just to continue to hang in there. Better days are coming, and, you know, to continue to have hope.
Yeah.
And that's what our country's all about, Jim, as you know. And,
yeah, absolutely. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Keep up the good fight.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
I'm proud of you. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I want to remind you, before I go for this hour, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.